discovery.
Get out.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
The bonding.
I had a nightmare. Can I sleep with you?
Sure, but stay on that side of the bed.
And those special moments.
I'm gonna win!
That made them a family. Are growing up.
Samantha, these are my boys.
Enchanté.
I can tell that you're trouble.
Guilty as charged.
But something unexpected.
I've always wanted a mom.
Is going down.
This is my son, Miles.
What?
Chip shot.
Oh,
no hard feelings, huh? Samantha's coming with me to Miami.
New job, new house, new family.
I can feel the bonding happening already. Where's the super glue?
Right.
From 20th Century Fox and Regency Enterprises.
I don't want to go back to the forest, and I am not going to end up related to that guy. Here's the deal, Miles. We all go to Miami to stop this proposal, and then we never have to see each other again.
Respect.
Thank you.
Now, they're all hitting the road.
Tired.
By land.
It's just a piece of shit. Why in the blue fuck are there four of these movies? I cannot believe we have literally gone through four fucking movies and three out of the four with the fucking stupidest pun titles you could ever fucking come up with. Goddamn The Road Chip, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Slap my ass and call me a hillbilly. I swear to fucking God, I can't believe this. So here we are. Let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. It could be good. You never know. Fuck it. Yeah, who am I joking? This shit ain't good. It's already a low. Fuck it. Fuck this movie, but still. So we got Alvin, Simon, Theodore. By the way, people, I've always thought the goddamn chipmunks was the stupidest fucking idea. It's almost up there with the Ninja Turtles. It's like singing chipmunks who, in all honesty, can't sing for shit because they sound like fucking chipmunks. They sound like shit. And it's kind of annoying. Alvin, Theodore! It's like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I have never rolled my eyes so much in a theater. And especially you fucking people that brought your little nitwit-ass kids and shit to the screen or whatever. You brought your little dumb-ass kids. I have never wanted to throw my fucking icy cup at a fucking kid in the goddamn audience for just standing, jumping, and clapping and cheering this shit. That kid is retarded. Hopefully. Because, you know, no, I take that back. Because a retarded kid would probably understand that this shit is even stupid. But... So basically, the three of these guys, they, and they're along with Dave, played by Jason Lee, and Jason Lee introduces their new girlfriend. You know what? That just goes to show. I don't even know her fucking name in the movie. It's Samantha. That's right, Samantha, played by Kimberly Williams Paisley, and. Fucking Anna Faris was in this goddamn movie? What? Who the fuck was she? Oh, God. Wait a minute. That was it. Oh, God. Okay. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, girl. Back I was saying, Samantha, played by Kimberly Williams Paisley, and, you know, they've been going on a series of dates for months now, and the boys finally meet her, and they run into Miles, played by Josh Green. And he's not bullying them. He's pretty much committing first-degree murder with these motherfuckers. I mean, he takes a golf stick and knocks Alvin into a pond and shit like that. He sticks Theodore. He tries to sell Theodore to some fat kid for $20 or something like that. I mean, this dude is just being a fucking dick for no goddamn reason. So they realize, oh, they saw Dave with a ring, a wedding ring. And they thought it was for him and Samantha. And they said, there's no possible way we're going to be related to this guy right here. So Dave goes to Miami to promote, I forgot what this girl's name in it, but apparently she's like the big, oh, Ashley Gray, played by Bella Thorne. That bitch is fucking awful. I'm sorry. She is a terrible actress. And in this movie, she's got this dry, lazy-eyed, doofy-looking son of a bitch look on her face throughout the whole goddamn movie. He's just like, really? She's a celebrity? She was phoning this shit in, but then again, she's been phoning her whole goddamn life ever since she came out the vagina womb. But, he has to go out to Miami to pretty much promote her record release and stuff like that. So they decide hey, let's team up with this guy right here, Miles. He'll get us to Miami because we need to break up this this marriage because he doesn't want to be brothers with us, and he clearly doesn't believe in Dave or anything like that. So let's just team up the we have a greater interest here, and thus they go on the road to run into shenanigans and whatever other stupid fucking shit they got involved with in this goddamn movie. I can't believe I wasted a fucking hour and 40 minutes of my goddamn time. Seriously. Somebody just fucking put a bullet in my fucking brain. I'm not going to make it through 2016. I'm not going to make it if I got to keep... I digress, though. I'm getting off track here. But, So, getting to the end of the movie, thus they finding out, oh, hey, this brother Miles, he's not so bad, actually. He has a heart. We just later find out that he's just a kid with daddy issues. Oh, because that always adds to such great writing, doesn't it, folks? No. Look on my face. No. No, goddammit. So now we just, instead of breaking the wedding up, we need to make sure that they stay together and we can be a family now. Fuck this movie, man. Fuck it right in the ass. Okay, let me go ahead and get the positives out the way so I can go ahead and give my review. Huh, positive. Oh, there ain't no fucking positives. This movie's some dog shit. So, the negatives now. I can go on and on about this. Who the fuck wrote this film? The dialogue is written for a fucking retard that just got done sniffing some boric acid and then got hit by a car only to become Daredevil's retarded bizarro brother. That's the only thing I can think of because, first of all, what's this doofus-looking nigga's name from LMFAO? Shit, I don't even know his damn name now. Whatever. They got this brother in here. Why did I call him a brother? This wigger. They got this wigger in here, and he talking about, yo, man, I'm laying some tracks down for you. You know, Alvin, I got that new stuff for you. You know, whatever. Well, lays it down on me, slick. And they posing and chilling. I was just like, and I kid you not, people. This is in the first fucking, this is the opening of the film and shit. That party scene you see where Dave goes, Alvin or whatever, and they got party pooper and all that bullshit, whatever. That is in the opening of the fucking film. And it blew my goddamn mind. I was like, we are really going to start off with this here. Oh, my God. And just, like, lay some jizzams on me. I was like, ugh. It wasn't even cold in this theater, but I started shaking. I was like, oh, God. Who the fuck talks like that still? Oh, God. I knew in the first 5 minutes. What did Wayne say in his video about Cody, whatever? Yeah, I wish I would have had some fucking cyanide pills with me because I would not be doing this review right now. I'd be fucking dead in the theater right now because I would have popped every fucking cyanide pill I would have had in my goddamn pocket at this moment. This is the first 5 fucking minutes, people, and I'm already like, oh, God. So, what did he say? I'm gonna lay down some chipmunk wiggle or fever. It's some chipmunk fever. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Some of the worst fucking dialogue I heard this year. And so, then you got this boy, Josh Green, Miles. He got a little crush on this girl, Samantha, in the film. No, not Samantha. That's plays his mother. I'm talking about Ashley Gray in here, played by Bella Thorne here. He's got a thing for her, but, he's big and bad in front of the chipmunks, but, you know, when he gets in front, he's like, brain fried or whatever. He's like a dumbass. Well, he's a dumbass throughout the whole goddamn movie, but he's a dumbass even more with her. This kid, Josh Green, is fucking awful in this film. I'm talking like oblivious fucking awful. I mean, it gets to a point where he's such a homicidal maniac to these fucking chipmunks for no fucking reason other than... And then the later the film goes on, he slowly just like... He's like, I never had a dad, so, you know, my father died when I was young. I didn't even know him. And then we find out, my father left me. And, you know, Dave's gonna leave you guys too. But and then when they finally get to Miami, it's just like, yeah, we can break up the wedding. But since he's bonded with these chipmunks, now he's just like... He storms out of the hotel room. He's just like... Just leave me alone. You guys clearly are fine on your own or whatever. You don't even need me. I thought we were bonding or whatever. And I was just like, oh, my fucking God, dude. Get this fucking movie over, this soap drama shit. And then this grown-ass man in this goddamn movie, Josh Green, he can't see this car coming around the corner. And this car don't see him neither. So they slingshot Theodore to save him. How in the fuck does a I don't even, what is this? This chipmunk got to be like 5-6 ounces or some shit like this. How does a chipmunk, even if he's being thrown by two other chipmunks, is able to push a grown-ass man out of the middle of the street onto the sidewalk? That shit baffled the fuck out of me. And why the fuck am I asking for logic in this? I have no goddamn idea. But that shit just baffled me. And then Theodore gets hit and he's just like, oh, Theodore, oh, you're the greatest brother I've ever had. And I was just like, oh, my fucking God, dude, please. Jason Lee, you want to talk about snooze fest. This nigga is sleepwalking his ass off throughout this goddamn movie. I mean, I ain't never seen. And you can tell he don't give a fuck neither, because he not only does he have no emotion on his face, people, but he can't, I don't even think he knows how to interact with CG characters and shit like that. And how the fuck could you, whatever, but he just doesn't give a fuck to the point where the chipmunks are in front of him and this nigga is looking at the window. Like, it literally, the cameraman should have stopped and said, Jason, the chipmunks are in front of you right here. And he's like, oh, okay, all right. Because he is constantly just looking all over the damn place in this film. You couldn't tell if he had the more the Forrest Whitaker eye syndrome going on and shit like that. The NyQuil meets DayQuil shit going on, because them eyes was just rolling in the back of his head as if he was just like, God damn, I'm still in this fucking movie? Well, hey, all right, whatever. Then you got Tony Hale, who played Agent Suggs in here. And he plays the moronic jackass that's a air marshal. He's an air marshal who bans the chipmunks on planes, because we find out that he got dumped on the day that he was playing some, he had like chipmunk stuff around Christmas or whatever, and he's playing chipmunk music to her the day he's gonna propose to her, and she dumps up to him, so he's got a grudge against the chipmunks. So, he's holding his, like, she's gonna come back, whatever. And he does some of the most moronic, stupidest shit. And I've seen this dude be good in shows like Veep. I know I've heard he's on Arrested Development, but I don't watch that show because the show fucking sucks, probably. But if anything, he's won Emmys for Veep, if I'm not mistaken, too. And probably, well, Arrested Development, we know, I think, won Emmy before or not like that. So, this dude was doing some of the most moronic fucking stings I've ever seen in this fucking film. There's literally scenes of him just running into signs, jumping up. I mean, there's a scene, people, I kid you fucking not. I've been to Austin, what, twice now or something like that? And I gotta tell you this right now. They land in Austin, Texas. They gotta make an emergency stop instead of going around. They land in Austin, Texas. They take a taxi from the Austin airport to this fucking saloon bar that looked like it was in the middle of the fucking Western set and goddamn The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I said, where the fuck is that in Austin? And when they go in the bar, you got the biggest fucking redneck you could ever meet introducing, hey, now look here, nigger. You and your little furry niggers right there, you gotta get the hell up out of here. You ain't 21 and over. But it was like, well, you know, it's dark outside. Can we stay in? Look here. My band's got a flat tire, so unless you can sing or something like that, then I can't let you in here. Oh, well, we just happen to be singing Chipmunk. How? Okay, this blew my fucking mind in this movie now. The Chipettes are famous in here. They're doing American Idol and shit like that. The Chipmunks are famous. How in the fuck do people not know who the fuck these Chipmunks are? They are the only talking Chipmunks in the whole goddamn Chipmunk universe here. And not to mention, they tour in these fucking movies. They're constantly fucking singing. This not blows anybody. Why am I fucking even getting? I don't even know why I'm talking about it. So, they get on stage, and you see about two black dudes in the audience or something like that. And then, out of fucking nowhere, you got, like, bikers and shit like that. And big-ass essay looking motherfuckers and shit like that, and these dudes start line dancing with these to these fucking crappy ass chipmunks. Now, every song they played in this movie, at one point in my life I decided that, okay, they're okay, you know, I wouldn't listen to them on a normal basis, but if I was at a party in the club, whatever, I'd be getting my dance on to this, whatever. I walked out of this movie, I despise every fucking song in here. Don't believe me, just watch. I can't stand that fucking song now. Fuck that song. That song kissed my black ass. Right? I was already sick of this goddamn song because they play this in every fucking PG comedy film. for kids and shit like that. I like big butts, and I can't not lie. I am Sir Mix-a-Lot. You can go to hell too if you're not already there. You can fuck off too. I can't stand that goddamn song. The biggest one that just fucking blew my mind. I even had to stand up because I had to stand up and rub my hands over my head. I'm just like, am I the only fucking film reviewer in this goddamn theater right now that's not losing his fucking mind? When they realized when they were at the hotel and Dave and them went to the restaurant and he was just like, well, Dave can't propose because I snagged the ring or whatever. And they said, oh, this calls for a celebration. Turned down for what? And these motherfuckers started getting crunk and twerking and shit. I was just like, oh, fuck me, dude. I already didn't like the song or whatever, but hey, I can get hyped to the motherfucker if I'm in the car. But that song can eat an asshole of a fucking crackheaded retard that just recovered from drug addiction last week, for all I care. I fucking hated that part with a passion. And I never realized this, but I almost hate the Chipettes. They like in the movie like four fucking times or whatever. They just got little cameo scenes and shit. And I never realized this, but I hate those little bitches with a fucking passion too, because those bitches just scream spinoffs with them. It just screams spinoff. And I'm just going to go ahead and put that on off. I was about to say four of them, but it's three of them. The three of them are just the three biggest fucking cunts I've ever met in my life. Those cunts are like the size of Melissa McCarthy. And I ain't talking about her fucking ego. I'm talking about her goddamn fat size or whatever. That's I mean, I was like, oh shit, somebody kicked these little fucking chipmunks somewhere. And mind you, the whole premise of this is fucking retarded anyway, because then, oh, there's a twist. That wedding ring wasn't for Dave and Samantha. That wedding ring was for his producer, Barry, played by Eddie Steeples, who's getting married to some big-ass black Amazon chick in this motherfucker, I don't even know what her name was in the film. I don't know. You know, it ain't that goddamn important. It was Alice. There you go, Alice. And, he's getting married to her, and the chipmunks, they break it up, because, you know, obviously he gives the Dave gives the box the waiter. And Alvin makes it to him with the ring, and then next you know it, he's like, that ring wasn't for me, it was for Barry. And Barry's sitting over here, and he got on one knee, he proposed, and he opens that ring box, and there's a fucking Mentos in there. And she gets mad and storms off, and he's just like, oops, sorry, Barry. I'm just like, you just ruined this dude's life. Okay, first of all, the ring is right there. And which really pissed me off, because about 15 minutes later in the film, when Dave is all mad at them and shit like that, he's like, we gotta make it up to him with a song. So we gotta shuck and jive and do this little nigga dance that we just keep on doing, whatever, dance for master and shit like that. So what they do is they just say, we're sorry, Dave, or whatever. And, you know, they gave the ring back a long time ago, but then he proposes again. She said, oh my God, yes. Like, it's the first time she's fucking seen. I'm just like, why are you just now proposing to her? You couldn't do this, like, hey baby, they stole my fucking ring, whatever. You just couldn't do that afterwards. It's like, man, fuck you, dude. Fuck your black ass. You got money now. Take a brush and comb that fucking nappy ass head, you fucking nigga. But anyway, I despise the plot of this movie. I despise the dialogue. The music can kiss my black funky ass for all I give a shit. The Chipettes, I mean, they're the biggest cunts I've ever. As a matter of fact, they're the biggest. The cunt of the year award goes to the Chipettes. All three of them, I hate them. They look like that nigga on the oatmeal box. I can't stand them bitches or whatever shit. And the Chipmunks, they look like goddamn Uncle Ben for all I care. And I ain't talking about Spider-Man Uncle Ben. I'm talking about that man on the rice bag and shit. I can't stand this fucking movie. I literally could not believe the retarded shit that I had to go through with this. And then the movie ends on some bullshit notice, because these little chipmunks are banned from flight, air mileage. They're supposed to get arrested. And I ain't even going to tell you what happens to Lieutenant Jackass here, Tony Hale. He gets stuck in an elevator and for like a week or something. Like, he says a week in the film. I'm just like, how the fuck do you get stuck in an elevator for a week? That don't make no damn sense. They would have got you out that same day. That's some bullshit. Oh, and by the way, Alvin is voiced by Justin Long, Simon by Matthew Gray Gubler, and Justin McCartney does Theodore. Guess what, people? It don't fucking matter anyway, because you can't even tell what they fucking voice is, because they don't believe me, just watch. Ooh. And it's the most retarded fucking thing why they pay these people. You can get any random ass crackhead drug addict on the damn street and it would be the same goddamn thing. Wouldn't make a difference. But the movie wraps up when you just like, oh, these chipmunks should be arrested for the, you know, the whole plane thing, blah, 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 whatever. But they go to a courthouse, and this whole thing, this whole movie is basically about we don't want Dave to leave us once he moves on with a new life and a wife and a good girlfriend and stuff like that. But he takes them to a courthouse where he finally signs the documents of legally adopting Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. I'm just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I was like, we in the fourth goddamn movie, and we just now doing this? Who gives a fuck at this point? I mean, oh my god, dude. Oh yeah, this is a fucking, it's a mighty low fuck. I hate this goddamn movie. I can't stand it with a passion. Fuck that wigger, that from LMFAO. Fuck this music. Fuck these chipmunks. The chipettes, some of the biggest cunts I've ever seen in my life. Hey, if you a kid and you want to watch this, you a fucking bastard. I don't like you. You get your little black ass away from me if you want to see this. And you know the breaking part about this, I got a text message from my friend asking me how the chipmunk movie was, because she want to take her son to it this weekend. I said, what? I said, Star Wars is out. Girl, why don't you go take him to see that? He's 6 years old, and if he doesn't like it in the 30, like if the movie ain't like grabbing him in the first 30 seconds, then he's, I don't want to waste my money on that. And I was just like, Star Wars is a family fucking origin film. What do you, it's even made by the only family oriented movie studio, fucking Disney. What are you talking about? I was just like, yeah, I'm going to play it safe and take him to Alvin and Chipmunks. And I remember telling her, fuck your kid. Yeah, that's what, fuck your son, man. Fuck this movie. Fuck these chipmunks. Fuck them chipettes. They the biggest cunts in the world. Fuck them little jackets they wear with it. Fuck they little gangster poses they be doing. That's all they fucking doing this goddamn way. They just be posing their ass off in here. And oh, don't even get me started when they go to fucking New Orleans. Oh my god. Oh, I never wanted to put a bullet in my head so quicker than I did in this movie. I mean, this whole movie just constantly on a repeated level had me rolling my fucking eyes. I wanted to take a spoon and scoop my goddamn eyeballs out. Fuck this movie, man. Eat a goddamn dick. And you know what? I was looking up. I was like, who's the director? And I was like, Walt Becker. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, this movie was fucking doomed from this guy. If you don't know who Walt Becker is, people, he produced such great movies as The Zookeeper with Kevin James and directed such great movies such as Wait for It, Van Wilder, Wild Dogs, and Old Dogs. It's a mighty YOLO. Fuck it. Fuck this movie.
By sea.
That was awesome.
By air.
What is that? Body shark!
No, it's not that. Not that. Oh, oh no. Real smooth.
That's not mine.
You just holding it for a friend?
But not by themselves.
Air Marshal.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
I'm the police of the sky.
This Christmas.
Seriously, the no-fly list? I thought you guys were mature enough to take care of yourselves.
That's insulting. We are very mature. Sorry. Pizza toots.
All month.
Time for a chip hunt. You gotta come out sometime.
Breaks loose.
Hey.
Yeah. The chipmunks!
Chipmunks, the road trip
to an uneventful night.
I'm